Good afternoon, Stefan.
Hi, good afternoon.
Could you tell our audience about the Labrador Dock Project?
Sure. The Labrador Dock Project from the National Film Board basically started when the National Film Board identified Labrador as an underserved region in Canada when it comes to film production. So we would like to basically change that. We want to get Labrador artists and Natsiwumiut Wumiut artists to get their stories out there in film. So we have a call for submissions. The call for submissions deadline is this Friday, April 13th. And, you know, basically we're just looking for story ideas. We're looking for, you know, ideas that come from the community about history, about culture, about people. And we also want to find Natsiwumiut artists, people in Labrador who would be interested in learning about making films and would like to be a part of the filmmaking process, be a part of the crew. And we're definitely going to offer training and experience for that as well.
Okay, so who is it for? Like, what ages and how many are you looking for?
Well, the ages, it's for anyone 18 years and older. Right now we're looking at probably funding three short documentary films. We're looking at producing documentary films as well, not fiction or animation. And yeah, it's open for Labrador Inuit, for Nunatsiwumiut. And also the call for submissions, like, you don't have to worry about, you know, writing, you know, five pages or anything like that. We really are interested in just getting, you know, the idea. And also we want to hear why this story is important to you and to the community. And then, you know, we also would love to hear from people who are just interested in being part of the team.
Okay, so if they wanted to put in a proposal, it could be just like a script or something like that?
It could be a script, but it doesn't have to be that thought out.
So if anyone was interested in this, how would they send in a script or how would they do it?
A script would be great, but it's not necessary. We can be working with people in the future, like a script writing workshop and such. We're mainly looking for the idea, the person's story idea, why it's important to them, why it's important to the community, and also how would they like to be involved. We have already gotten some submissions in. Some of the submissions are 2-3 paragraphs long. So, you know, that's fine. You know, the more information is the better, but also you don't have to have, like, a 5-page submission or anything like that. You know, as long as you get across the idea of the story and why it's important to you, I think that's the most important part. You can email your submissions to my email. It's s.tuskas@nfb.ca. And yeah, we have the submissions open until tomorrow midnight.
What happens after these individuals are picked? Like, would they be traveling out for training or would you be coming in or how would it all work?
That will be on a person by person, like a case by case basis. We don't exactly know right at the moment how that's going to be worked out. But I think the first step after we pick out the submissions and stuff and notify, you know, the individuals about their projects, the next step will be talking about, you know, how are you going to start the training and what kind of experience people have, what kind of experience people need or what they want, and then start to work towards that. So it could very well be. I would personally really like to see, you know, people coming together at training in maybe Hopedale, McCovic, or Nain or something. You know, so I think that would be really great. But also, you know, we have limited funds, so we're going to try to make this work with what we have. And I think the most important part, though, is that, you know, there's a great opportunity for Nunatsiwumiut to be able to tell their own stories in film.
Okay, so would you like to add anything else?
No, I think that's about it. I think so far we've had some great submissions, but you know, we're always looking for more story ideas. We're always looking for more individuals that would be interested in being part of film production, who would like to gain some experience. There's definitely, like, I'm an Inuk from Yellowknife, from Northwest Territories in Nunavut. Growing up there, I did not know much about Nunatsiwumiut or about Labrador, and I think that's the same for the rest of Canada. So I think this is a great opportunity for Nunatsiwumiut to share their stories in their community and also throughout the rest of Canada.
I certainly would like to get a hold of you after you have everyone picked out and see what the future plans is for this.
Sure.
And I'd like to also thank you for having the time to have an interview, Dave.
Yeah, like come back. Thank you.
And have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much for having me.
Bye.
Bye.